A little six-year-old boy named Johnny wanted a brand new bicycle for his birthday, so he sat down and wrote this prayer letter to Jesus. Dear Jesus, if you give me a new bicycle on my birthday, I will be good for 3 months. But then he knew that was going to be way too hard. So he crumpled it up and threw that in the trash can and sat down and wrote this letter to Jesus. Dear Jesus, if you give me a new bicycle for my birthday, I'll be good for 1 month. But he knew that also would be way too hard. So he crumpled that up and he threw it in the trash can. But then he had an idea. He went over to the shelf, took the statue of the Blessed Mother, put it in a pillowcase, went to the closet, got up on a chair, put it on the top shelf of the closet, got down off the chair, closed the closet door, and locked the closet. And he wrote this prayer letter to Jesus. Dear Jesus, if you ever want to see your mother again. Well, that is one way to pray. But obviously it's not the best way to pray. How should we pray? Jesus tells us in today's gospel. Notice that his disciples came up to him and they say, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples. Teachers and rabbis would always teach their disciples how to pray. John had taught his disciples how to pray. And Jesus' disciples saw the Lord in prayer and they wanted that. They were so attracted to the Lord's life of prayer. They said, Lord, teach us to pray. And so what does the Lord do? He teaches them the perfect prayer, the greatest prayer ever composed, called the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father. It is the model for all prayer. It is the pattern for all prayer because it contains praise of God, worship of God, but also asking for what we need and petition. The beautiful Catechism of the Catholic Church, the whole fourth section is on prayer. And it goes through in detail the beauty of the Our Father. St. Teresa of Avila says, if you want to learn how to pray, say one Our Father. But take an hour to say it. She said, that's how you learn to pray. Meditate upon each phrase of the Our Father. Spend an hour. When I've been on retreat, I've done this. I spent a whole hour just reflecting and meditating upon the beauty of the Lord's Prayer. But today's Gospel and the first reading really are about a certain aspect of prayer, and that is perseverance in prayer. You see that in the first reading with Abraham continuing to ask God and to intercede on behalf of his people. And then in today's Gospel, after the Lord gives the Our Father, he gives two teachings about perseverance in prayer. He gives the parable about the person who has people that just show up at his house. He has nothing to feed them, so he goes to a neighbor's house at midnight asking for some bread and some loaves to feed the people that just came in from a journey. The fellow inside the house is already in bed. He does not want to get up. But what does the person outside do? He keeps knocking. He keeps asking. And he perseveres. And Jesus even says, even though the person inside the house won't get up because of friendship, he's going to get out of bed and open the front door because of what? Perseverance. If the person just keeps knocking, he's not going to get any sleep anyway. So he better just get up, get it over with, and go back to bed. And so then the Lord tells us this teaching. Ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. If you look at the original language, the Greek New Testament, those words are in the continual phrase. Keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking. It's not a once and done thing. All those verbs, all those words indicate something continual, something persevering, something persistent. We know that perseverance is one of the great means of success, whether it be in the natural life or in the supernatural life. Whenever you read the story of a great inventor, their main quality is perseverance. Read the life of Thomas Edison or Alexander Graham Bell or Henry Ford, and you'll see they never gave up. They continued to persevere until they had made their inventions or discoveries. At the end of Winston Churchill's life, he was once asked to summarize his philosophy of success. He said, I can summarize Everything I've learned in 7 words, never give up, never, never give up. He said that was the hallmark of his success. When you look at Thomas Edison, he tried over 10,000 experiments to get the perfect filament for the electric light bulb. Somebody even said to him, "Mr. Edison, you have been a failure over 10,000 times." He said, "No, I correct that. I have succeeded in finding 10,000 ways that did not work." So he persevered, and we have the beautiful electricity and the light bulb today. There was an elderly gentleman in California who had a wonderful recipe, Kentucky Fried Chicken. And he would go around in the back of his station wagon and cook up this chicken at all these different restaurants. He went to over 1,000 restaurants. Nobody wanted his secret recipe. Eventually, the 1,027th restaurant said, "Yes, I will buy your recipe." And he became a multimillionaire. Colonel Sanders, Kentucky Fried Chicken. Perseverance. 1,027 restaurants. That's a lot of chicken, and that's a lot of perseverance. Walt Disney went bankrupt over 7 times over the life of Walt Disney, but he never gave up. He persevered throughout very many difficult times. And then I remember reading the story of the Comstock silver mine. The previous owners had been digging in that particular area for a long time, but they gave up. And they sold it, I believe, for like $10,000 to the next owner, who came in, dug 5 more feet, and discovered one of the largest silver mines in world history. Perseverance, 5 more feet. Sometimes we give up just 5 feet from success. And of course, what happens in the natural life also applies to the supernatural life. Think of St. Monica praying for her wayward son Augustine for 20 years, from the time that he drifted away from God at the age of 13 until he came back to God at the age of 33. 20 years of prayer, faithful prayer, persevering prayer, persistent prayer of St. Monica, never giving up. And her son Augustine became converted, became a great priest, bishop, doctor of the church, one of the greatest theologians in the world. Abraham persevered in talking to God, persevering praying for his people. The early church prayed continually for the conversion of their greatest persecutor, Saul of Tarsus, and he became the great Saint Paul. So the message of today's gospel and the readings is prayer. Yes, we need to pray with faith, with trust, pray with gratitude, pray with humility, pray with confidence, and always pray in accordance with God's will. But don't forget to pray with perseverance. Continue to pray for your spouse, for your children, your grandchildren, your parents, and your loved ones, because the Lord tells us, keep asking, keep knocking, and keep seeking.